All right, we're going to start at the top of Yud Amud Aleph. We're going to continue the sugya that we've been dealing with, a little bit about tzedakah, the attitude that the Gemara is doing. So here, the Gemara reads in the third line down, Tanya, Hayy Rabbi Meir Omer, Yesh lo lebal din hashivcha. So a person who is skeptical or doubtful of Kodesh Baruch Hu's ways should ask or should answer you in such a manner. He should say to you, Lomarcha, Im Elokeichem Ohev Aniyim, if your God loves the Aniyim so much, right, Aniyim Hu Mipnei Ma Einu Mefarnasan, why doesn't he take care of them? If he cares so much about the Aniyim, why doesn't he take care of them? Marlo, you should say to him, the response to such a person is, G'day Shnitzol Anu Bahem Midina Shel Gehinom. So through these Aniyim, I mean through our support of these Aniyim, that will save us from the Dina Keshel Gehinom. So even though Hashem does love and take care of the Aniyim, He gives us the opportunity to do it on our own or to be His vehicle or messengers to do such in order to protect us from the Dina Shel Gehinom. So this, V'zu She'la She'al Tunus Rufus HaRoshat Rabbi Akiva. Now this is the Amachlokas between Tunus Rufus HaRoshat and Rabbi Akiva. They had a number of exchanges or interactions, and this is one of them. Im Elokeichem Ohev Aniyim Hu Mipneim Ah Enu Mefarnesam. If He loves Aniyim so much, why doesn't He just take care of them? So Amalei, of course, Rabbi Akiva answers right the same way as we know Rabbi Meir mentioned before in the name of his Rebbe. Because it's the Hashem is kind to us or benefits us by allowing us to support the Aniyim and protect them from the din of Geinom. Amalei Adarabo says just the opposite. Tunus Rufus says Zushimachayv Tan the Geinom. He says that you support the Aniyim should actually obligate you to go to Geinom. Why? Sholocha Mashal. I'll give you a parallel or a parable. Ma Davar Domeh. What is this like? To a king, he got angry at one of his servants, and he put him into jail. And part of the punishment for this individual was that he should not have any food or any drink. And one nice guy came along, he gives him to eat, gives him to drink. So now, what do you think this king is going to say? Kishishama melech lo kois alav. When the king hears, would he not be angry at the fact that this one individual violated, right, the king's decree or the punishment that the king met out for this individual? Vatem kruim abadim. And Tunus Rufus says, you have the name of abadim in your avdei Hashem. Shneimer kili bnei Yisrael abadim. Right, so Bnei Israel are known as Avdei Hashem. If we're the Avadim of Hashem, and Hashem is gozer a decree on the Aniyim, on this Ani that he should be poor, then when you go ahead and change the status of this individual, then you're in violation of Hashem's decree. So just like by Melech Basar Adam, that he would be right incensed by such an action, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be incensed by the fact that you're violating his decree. And you should actually be punished for giving tzedakah. So Amar Lo Rabbi Akiva, Em Sholocha Mashal, says, I'll give you a parallel or a parable. What's this like? The Melech Basar Adam Shekas Al Beno got angry at his son, not just anybody, but his son. V'chavsho b'beit asurim, locks him up in jail. V'tziva alav shalol achilo v'shalol ashkoto. Then he decrees not to feed him and not to give him to drink. V'lach adam echad v'chilo v'shko. Then one individual, again, violates the king's decree and gives food and water or drink to this son of his. V'kishishama melech lo doron v'shagilo. When the king hears about it, won't he send him a present? In the end, he saved his son. The king was angry. He had to give the decree, so he put it down so the son would be punished. But in the end, he doesn't really want his son to die. So when this other individual goes ahead and in some way violates the king's decree, the king is, king is thankful that he didn't lose his son. So he'll send him a gift. He'll be very excited. V'anan kruim banim. And we're known as the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dechtib banim atem l'shem elkeichem. That you are banim, you are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm like, atem kruim banim. Bikurim Avadim. Right? So he says, listen, you're called both children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avadim, right? And servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Vinyona Dioma, right? That's what we say on Rosh Hashanah. Right? Imke Vanim, Imke Avadim. Right? After you blow the shofar, right? We say that. So Bizman Shatem Osim Ritzono Shel Makom, when you do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, then Atem Kurim Banim, then you're called children. Bizman Shatem Osim Ritzono Shel Makom, Atem Kurim Avadim. It says, and when you don't do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you are called Abadim. Ve'achshav, and now is the time, she'ein atem osim ritzono shel makom. At this point in time, it's clear that you are not doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Because of your status, right, in the world, or that you're in galus at this point in time, it's clear that you are not doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at this point in time, you should be known as Abadim and not as Banim. So Tunis Rufus says, then you should be under my, you know, meaning my position is correct because you are Abadim and not Banim. Amar lo, Hari Umer. Doesn't it say? So we had this, right? Pasuk is a number of times. Yes, lo parus, Raiv lachmecha, Manim midurim tavi bait. So, ematai aniim mirudim tavi bait. When will the aniim or the downtrodden be, you know, part of your household, right, or amongst you, right? When will that be? That will be hayidna v'kamar. And even despite that, it says halo parus l'reiv lachmecha. Nevertheless, you still have to give to the poor. I mean that you have to outstretch, break bread for those that are hungry. So, despite the fact that now we're in the time when we are classified, or when is aniim rudim tavi bait, that we are subject to the rule of others, right? That we are in galut, and that we are in a state of downtroddenness. Nevertheless, that same pasuk says that even in those times, or even in the face of that situation, nevertheless, it says, alo parus, ra'iv lachmecha, right? That you still have to give to the poor people. So you see, Rabbi Kiva says that despite the fact that, quote unquote, today we are avadim, nevertheless, there's still an obligation upon us to act in a way that takes care of the aniim. And that is not a violation of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. I just say over for my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law, Michael Cherish, mentioned, and I think it's he quoted the Mishnah Navot. Mishnah Navot says, right, Sheli, right, Sheli, Shelach, Shelach, right, Zu, Midah, Benonit. Then the Mishnah continues and says, V'yeshomrim, Zu, Midat Stom. So people say that's the midah of stone. Then obviously the midah of stone would be the most obvious midah of stone, or rasha, which is what the Mishnah quotes later, is shali shali v'shalach shali. And that's the midah rasha. How come shali shali v'shalach shalach is midah stone? Why is that midah stone? It's exactly because of this idea of tunus rufus. Saying shali shali v'shalach shalach being midah stone is exactly this belief. That what? That I don't have to support the aniim. I don't have to take care of anyone else. Now, why is that? Why we're stone with the achzariot or the what stone did to people who did chesed, right, is beyond what anybody would consider to be normal. I mean, fine, so you don't think people should do chesed. So someone goes and does chesed, you punish them in these such awful ways. Why was stone so adamant about it? But what do you say? You see that it's not only that they didn't want people to do chesed, it was a religious belief like tunis rufus. They felt that doing chesed was a violation of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That doing chesed is against the gzeirah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you do chesed, you're actually going against God because you are not allowing His decrees to stand. Right? Right, so that's a, but that's not making them tzaddikim, but you have to understand that they had a philosophy, right? It's not simply, you can't be an achzari like that unless you have a philosophy that makes it that it's like a religious ideal. And that's exactly what their religious ideal is, exactly what Tunis Rufus lays out right here. Is that Shali Shali V'Shalach Shalach, that is a din min HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to violate it is deserving of Dina Shal Gehinom, right? That we must punish it. And of course, Rabbi Kiva's response, and what we believe, is that's not the case, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, true, there is a decree from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to act like Him, to be like Him, and to do chesed, and to be give tzedakah, in order to protect us from Din HaShel Gehenim, you know, but also we should be able to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in these instances. Alright. The Gemara continues. Dar ish Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Shalom, k'shem shemarzonotav shel adam k'tzuvim lo mirosh Hashanah, kach chisronotav shel adam k'tzuvim lo mirosh Hashanah. So again, in Yonah Diyoma, right, just like a person, we have this in the Gemara in Beitza, in other places, Hashanah, that a person's determination of what he will earn over the year is determined already at Rosh Hashanah, at all of his earnings. So do all of his losses are determined at Rosh Hashanah. I don't know if I would have said it in this way. I would have thought that a person's earnings are the net of what he earns minus what he loses over the year. But here he divides them into two different categories, and he says, just like a person's earnings are determined in Rosh Hashanah, so too his losses or what money he has to give away is already determined from Rosh Hashanah.
Zecha.
Right. So that's it. That's exactly what he's laying out here. Exactly what you're saying. Very good. So zacha, if he's a zochah, so now you have the money has to leave your hand, right? You have the expenditures. Now the expenditures can come in different ways. Zacha, halo parus l'reiv lachmecha. The expenditure can come in the form of tzedakah. If you spend your money, you give your money away as tzedakah, then that same chiseron that a kosher brachah was gozer on you is still happening because the money is no longer with you. But at least you did a mitzvah, you did something positive with it. Lo zacha, v'anim rudim tavi bayit. On the other hand, if you're not zochah, right? We mentioned this pasuk before. Anim rudim tavi bayit is that the governments will impose taxation on you, meaning that the money will be taken either way. Better off that the money is expended towards tzedakah and mitzvot rather than have the government tax it or take it away from you.
Okay.
Right. Ki ha d'vnei achte d'rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, to the case of the nephews of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, chazalu b'chilma, he saw in a dream, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the ba'alu mechsa shva mea dinari. He saw that they were going to lose 700 dinarim. Asino, right, so he pressured them. And shakal minayu l'tztakah. And over the year, he took, 700 shekel from them for tztakah. So posh kabayu shivsa dinare. He got through, 683 shekel. There were 17 shekel that he couldn't, dinarim, that he didn't get out of them. Right, so kimata mala yomayu kippurim. When it came to Erev Yom Kippur, shodu the Beit Kesar, the Caesar called, sent over to them, naktinu, and he took the 17 that left, that remained. So this is exactly the example, that's why the Gemara is bringing it. The fact that they had to give up 700, he was able to get 683 out to give to tzedakah, and that led 17 that he didn't get out, because it went right to the government took it away. So Amarlo, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, lo tidchalun, don't worry anymore. I mean, now that the Caesar's after their money, now they're worried that he's going to come and take more. He says, don't fear. Shivsar dinarai gabaychu. Right, that shaklinu minaychu. That 17 that's with you, they took, and that's it. Samar Lehman, how you dat? How do you know? How do you know that the cap is 17 over here? Samar Lehman, chamo chazeluchu. I saw in a dream. So he says, Samar Lehman, amai lo martlan. So he says, why didn't you tell us the nidvinu that we can give you the money, meaning that we could have dispersed it to tzedakah? Amar Lehman, amina, kihefet ditavdu mitzvah lishma. I didn't want to tell you the information because then, right, you wouldn't have necessarily been doing lishma because you knew you were losing the money and you would expend the money because you knew you were going to lose it anyway. This way, you had no idea why, and I was pressuring you to give tzedakah and you gave it lishma. So here, you did the tzedakah lishma, and in the end, I protected you against that which is being taken by the Caesar.
Wouldn't you say that the judgment is from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah?
Right. So this it's an interesting Rashi says over here. Right.
After the
right, so Rashi over here says that Chazaluhu Bechalma, he saw in a dream, Rashi says, B'motzei Yom HaKippurim. And he saw the dream of Motzei Yom Kippur, and so 1 year was Erev Yom HaKippurim. The Bach changes the gears in Rashi, it says, B'motzei Rosh Hashanah. That he saw the dream of Motzei Rosh Hashanah, and then it was done by Erev Yom HaKippurim. All right, so that
same
year? Yeah, that same year. In 10 days, he got out of it in 10 days, which is also hard to understand. But obviously the Bach is after your issue, which is that if the Gzeira is for the year, then it needs to be from Rosh Hashanah. It has to be the same Yom Kippur. It can't be the following Yom Kippur. So exactly your question, the Bach's trying to address in the Gersa and Rashi.
The two answers, both of the answers.
Deal with it. Although, really, it's me, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Gzeira of Parnasa. Right. Right. So now, sorry, you had something? Yes.
Yeah, and it's the, that first year is supposed to be 687 in the next year. I mean,
that what is the 700 over which? Wait, 700, right. Over what period of time? You're saying that it had to be over 12 months, right?
So,
right.
Yeah, it says the value of Mexico is shot by the army.
Right.
They
were 700. But it's coming to support the previous statement, which right. Says that it's Ketuvim and Rosh Hashanah, so that's why I would say that it's less likely to be that that case. Right, Rapapa of a Solik Bedarga. He was up on a ladder or on the stairs. Ishtamet kar'e. He slipped. Either his foot slipped or one of the rungs there slipped. By the maple, he's going to fall. So at the point that he's going to fall, he says, chalash date. He gets weak or he is upset by the fact. Amar hashta kain ichayev. Right? So he says, now I am going to be chayav. What does that mean? Ashtekeni chayav. That means that I am going to now be punished or get the death of others that have done really bad things. What's that? Man desanilan kimechalei shabbatot ukeovdei avodot kochavim. It's I'm getting the same punishment or the same end as those that Hakadosh Baruch Hu hates or wants to punish, like those are mechalei shabbos and oved avodah zarah. What's the punishment for mechalei shabbos and oved avodah zarah? The punishment is skila. We know right from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that skila, first thing that you do with skila is they push them off right a high place. So Gemara says that nowadays that we don't have skila, someone who is chayav skila will fall off of a high place and then die. So he says that that's about to happen to me. Here I'm about to fall from a high place, right, and possibly die. So it must be that Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish me like a mechalei shabbos and oved avodah zarah. He was very, very upset, distraught by this idea that he would be in the same category. So I'm like Chir Barav, me difti the Rapapa. So Chir Barav says the Rapapa, Shema ni bali adcha velo parnesato. Maybe you had a poor person come and visit you and you didn't take care of him. The Tanya, we have a brace, the Rabbi Shubi and Karchul Merakola, Mali me navinat staka kilo vidova doch puchamim. Anybody who turns away from taking care of his fellow Jew, from giving tzedakah, it's as if he's worshiping a reserve of Chatkiva, right? That you will have something, right? Here it's Karvash, not the Sheva, right? That you won't lend out, you won't give money to the Ani, that you're going to hold back from paying it. And it calls it Dvar Im Levavcha Bli'al. So Bli'al, right? Kliv Tatam, Yotsu Anashim B'nei Bli'al. And by right, the Irani Dachar, it talks about Yitzu and Hashem B'nei Bliyah. So over there, just like by Avodah Zarah, it's called, what do you call someone who encourages or does Avodah Zarah? They call it B'nei Bliyah. So too, right, someone who withholds and holds back from giving money against their cause is also called a Bliyah. So Malahalan Avodah Kachavim, Afkan Avodah Kachavim. So that Hekesh says that one who does not give tzedakah is just like the one who worships Avodah Zarah. And that would explain why you were getting that punishment just like those of Avodah Zarah or Mechalei Shabbos. Not because you were like one of them, but because you did something that has or is categorized in the same way. Satanya, Amar Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Elazar says, in the name of Yossi, called tzedakah v'chesed shYisrael osim b'olam hazeh, shalom gadol u'praklitin gadolim ben Yisrael avim shveshamayim. Any tzedakah that is done in this world that brings great peace u'praklitin gadolim, right, and great and defenders of Bnei Yisrael for in to their Father in heaven. Shneamar ko. Ko Amar Hashem, it says in Yirmiyahu, Hashem al tavo beit marzeach, v'al talech lispod, v'al tanod lehem, ki asafti et shlomim et amazeh, no'um Hashem et achesed ve'et harachamim. So now what does it mean? Ki asafti et shlomim et amazeh, I took away my peace from this nation, et achesed ve'et harachamim. Doing that, doing of chesed and rachamim. So what does that mean? Chesed zug milat chesedim, rachamim zug tzedakah, and that is tzedakah. Now the way Rashi learns this, kisavti shlomim meitam azeh mawa shalom. What's that peace that I took away from them? Et chesed rachamim shayu gim lasot. I removed their ability to do chesed v'rachamim, and that's why all this bad is going to happen to them. All the punishments are going to come on them because I've removed their ability to do chesed v'rachamim, which is what provides them peace. The Rabbeinu Gershom, on the other hand, says, ki yisafti shlomi b'shil she'enam osim lo chesed v'lo rachamim. Because they don't do chesed v'rachamim, therefore they don't have peace. So Rashi sees it as an imposition from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they're not doing chesed v'rachamim, therefore there's no peace. Gershom says, no, it's a pol yotze. It's a result of they're not doing chesed v'rachamim, there won't be peace. Right? So the punishment is has to come about because they don't do chesed v'rachamim, which means that chesed v'rachamim would otherwise bring shalom. Right, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gedolat tzedakah, Shemekarevet et ha'gula. Right, that it's tzedakah is great because it brings close the gula. Shenemar kol Hashem, Shimru mishpat, Vasu tzedakah, Ki krova yeshuati lavo, V'tzidkati lehigalot. Right, that's what Hashem asks from us, is Shimru mishpat, Vasu tzedakah. Right, because that is what will bring around yeshuati, right, and gulati. So if you want the gula, you want the yeshua, you have to do, right, mishpat and tzedakah. Who are you, Omer? Asara. By the way, and that's just exactly what Sdom didn't do. Right, Sdom doesn't do mishpat and tzedakah. Avraham, right, is the one who does tzedakah u'mishpat, and that's why Hashem chooses Abraham, because he is the proponent or the av of tzedakah u'mishpat, and the contrast to him is Sdom, who does not do tzedakah u'mishpat. They are the antithesis of the tzedakah u'mishpat. So the same idea before, like Tunus Rufus and Rabbi Akiva, right? Abraham and Rabbi Akiva, right? The champions of doing tzedakah u'mishpat, helping out others. And the idea of Sdom and Tunus Rufus is just the opposite of not, the opposite of doing. They are the ones who do not do tzedakah u'mishpat. The ones who believe that tzedakah u'mishpat is, right, asur. It was perverted justice. It wasn't mishpat in the sense that real mishpat. Mishpat means, what? Yeah, but mishpat means a, right, an honest reckoning and doing bi'emunah. I don't think that was their forte. Right, because it says chataim, rishaim b'chataim la'ashem. And Rashi says, rishaim b'gufam, chataim b'emunam. Right, that they were doing, they were not of stellar character. Right, uaya omer, asarad dvarim kashim nivru'u ba'olam. There are 10 hard or crushing items that are that were created in the world. Har kashe, mountains are difficult. Brazil, right? You can quarry it out, you can cut it down with metal. Brazil kashe, metal is hard. Ve'or mifafo, or ish mifafo. And fire can, right, soften the metal. Or ish kashe, fire is hard. Mayim mechabinoto, water can extinguish it. Mayim kashim, water is difficult. Avim sublimota, clouds can carry it around. Avim kashim, the clouds are difficult. Ruach mefazrutan, the wind comes and blows them away. Ruach kashe, wind is difficult. Guf sovlo, your body contains air, wind, the spirit. Guf kashe, the body is hard. Pachad shovlo, that can be taken apart by fear. Pachad kashe, fear is difficult. Yain mefigo, little drink takes care of that, no problem. Yain kashe, wine is leaves a difficult feeling. Shina mefachat do. You have a little sleep, a little rest, and it wears off. Umita kashe. Death is kashe mikulam. Is the worst of all of these, the hardest of all of them. So tztaka matzelot min amita. And tztaka saves us from the mita. So each item that is bad or difficult, Hashem has some other item that can overcome it, or that can soften it. And the idea is that nothing is, right, fixed in stone. Everything can be overcome, everything can be dealt with. And that's what Kosh Baruch says. It's just like mita. Mita can be dealt with through tztaka. Dichtiv, utztaka, tatzil, mi, movet. Darish Rabbi Dustai, Rabbi Yanai. Bo re'eh, shlok midat Kosh Baruch mi basar v'dam. Shem is not like human beings. Midat basar v'dam, adam evi doron gadol melech. Person brings a nice gift to the king. Safek, mekablin oto, hemeno, safek, mekablin oto. First of all, we don't know. You might accept it, you might not accept it. V'im timzal amor, mekablin oto, hemeno. Even if they accept it, you don't even know if the king's gonna, right, bring you into his presence, right, afford you an opportunity to see the king. It just might be, sure, nice gift, but I don't even know if you're gonna get into the king's chambers. Hashem's not like this. Person gives a putah to ani, he's entitled to be in the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shenema, Ani B'tzedek Achaze Panecha, Azva'a V'Hakitz Temunatecha. Right, so B'tzedek Achaze Panecha, I will see your face, B'tzedek, when I do tzedakah. Alright, Rabbi Lazar, Yai Prutal Ani, V'Hadar Matzli. So this is the minhag of some people to always give tzedakah. Mishnah Berurah brings down, giving tzedakah before one davens. It's exactly what Rabbi Lazar used to do. He used to give money, and then Hadar Matzli. Amar Dichtiv, it says, Ani B'tzedek Achaze Panecha. You want to come before me? You want to come and stand before me, a Kodesh Baruch Hu? B'tzedek, come with tzedek. How do you come with tzedek? You give tzedakah. Then Achaze Panecha. Then it's time to come and visit home. What does it mean that I will be satisfied, right, when I'm awakened or I see your a vision of you? These are the Talmid Chachamim shemenadadim shneinam einem b'olam hazeh. They don't allow themselves to sleep in this world. V'kodesh Baruch Hu mazbi'an meziv hashchina l'olam haba. So that always means that azba v'hakitz, right, I'll be satisfied with staying awake, meaning that I won't sleep. Bit tmunatecha, then I will be in your presence. I will see your shchina latid lavo. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my dichtiv. What does it mean when the pasuk says malve Hashem chonein dal ugmulo yishalim lo? Right. So what does it mean that malve Hashem chonein dal, that Hashem basically lends out to the, right, and takes care of the dal? Yomalei mikra katuv. Had the pasuk not said it, Yev shalom omro. Couldn't say it. Ki biachol eved lover ish malveh. Well, we know we have this din. This is right. The din that the loveh is always the eved, right, is subject to the whims of the creditor. The debtor is subject to the whims of the creditor. Over here, malveh, right? What is, who's the malveh over here? The malveh is the person who takes care of the ani. The one who lends to the ani is the malveh. So Hashem chunein dal. So Hashem is the one who really should be the one that is what? Giving to the ani. And here you step in and malveh, and you lend out to the ani. Therefore, who becomes the loveh? Who's the borrower here? Hashem is the one obligated, or the one that should be taking care of the ani. You stepped in and lent money, basically, to a Kadosh Baruch Hu by lending to the ani. So now, who is the? You're the creditor. Hashem, kibiyachol, is the debtor. And what is the din? The din is loveh eved the malveh, the ish malveh. So now, Hashem has almost become, right, subject to your whim, that you can make demands, you can ask of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he will respond. So that's the idea. If you give tzedakah, right, that one can then ask of Hashem. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan Rami, Rabbi Yochanan says that there's a stira in the psukim over here. Ktiv, lo yo'il hon biyom evra, utzedakah tatzil mimavet. It says that lo yo'il hon, wealth will not help one biyom evra, the day of anger. Utzedakah tatzil mimavet, giving tzedakah will save one from death. Ktiv, lo yo'ilu otzrot rasha, utzedakah tatzil mimavet. Right, that lo yo'ilu otzrot rasha, right, the storehouses of the rasha will not, right, help. Utzedakah tatzil mimavet, right, and tzedakah will save you from death. So now, the truth is that the Yalkut does not have the gears of Romi, because there really is no stira between these two psukim. The real question is, why do you need it to say twice? Utzedakah tatzil mimavet. Why is that repeated twice? Not why, there's not really a stira, there's not an inherent contradiction between them. Shtei tzedakot alalu lama. What are these two tzedakot from? Achat shemetzilato mimita mishuna. One that saves him from a awful death. That is one tzedakah, mimita mimavet. Achat shemetzilato mimita shel geinom. And one of you saves a person from geinom. So that's why you have two tzedakot tzatzil mimavet. Ezuzu hi shemetzilato mimita shel geinom. Which one is the one that saves you from geinom? Ha'udichtiv be evra. That's a pasuk that says in it, evra, lo yo'il hon b'yom evra. Evra, dechtiv, yom evra, hayom ahu. That day, the day of judgment, is a day of evra, of anger, right, on that day. So evra is a reference to gehinom. So that's tzedakah, tzatzil mimavet, in the reference to lo yo'il hon be'evra. Hon won't help you on the day of anger, on the day of judgment, tzedakah will. So tzedakah will protect you from gehinom. Vezu shematzoto mimita mishuna. What is the one that takes you or saves you from a mita mishuna? Obviously, it's the other one, right? Right, nota. So it's the other pasuk, which is lo yo'ilu otzrot rasha, that the storehouse of the rasha will help you tzedakah tatzil mimavet. So now, what type of tzedakah is tatzil mimavet, protects you from mita mishuna? Notna v'enu odia l'mi notna. It's when you give tzedakah and you have no idea who you're giving it to. Notla v'enu odia mimi notla. And the one who gets the recipient of the tzedakah doesn't know who he got it from. Notna v'enu odia l'mi notna, that he gives it and he doesn't know who he's giving it to. La fuke de marukva. That is to exclude the case of Mar Ukva. Notla, Venu Yodem, Mi Notla. And the person who takes doesn't know who it's taken from. La Fukumi de Rabbi Abba. So that's the stories. The Gemara tells over the stories. Rashi quotes the stories. Messiah be safe for you. Then a Bekish shall Gabai sell Tztaka. So how do you solve? What should you do with it? Yalhechel Avit. What should you do with it? Yalhechel Avit shall Tztaka. Put it in the Tztaka box, right? That's why we have the Chesed Committee. Right? That's why you have someone that you give to give the money to them and they disperse it. That way the giver has no idea who it's going to and the recipient has no idea who it came from. So now, what are the cases of Mar Ukva and the case of Rabbi Abba? So Rabbi Abba, we know the case is he used to sew into his clothing coins from behind him, and the Aniyim used to, or place coins, and the Aniyim used to come up from behind and be able to take the coins away. So he had no idea he was giving it to because they were taking it from behind him. But the Aniyim knew who it was coming from because it was coming out of his pocket. And Mar Ukva used to put in the poor people in his neighborhood, he used to put in some sort of bucket or some sort of he called it Tzino Dadasha. He used to place it in the hinge of the door. He used to place money at the Aniyim's house. So the Aniyim had no idea who was giving the money, but he knew that he was giving the money. So to exclude from those two actions, the best type of tzedakah is where neither party is aware, right? The idea of matan b'seter, right? Giving money without either party being aware of the other party.
It's such a great mitzvah that he benefits from it.
Even Olam Hazeh.
And of course, in Olam Hazeh.
Right. Thank you. So that's right. That's right. So the pasuk it says "Stakatzav Tatzel Mimavet," as Shaul is pointing out, it says "Stakatzav Mimavet." There we said that the greatest form of stakah is matan b'sefer, and that's what protects you from mita mishuna. Why shouldn't that protect you from geinom? Why shouldn't that be the reward of olam haba? And that's where the read comes along. It says that every mitzvah gets reward of olam haba. That's the easy part. The fact that there's a reward for a mitzvah b'olam hazeh, that makes it into a, that's a tremendous level that it even provides you benefit b'olam hazeh, and that's why the stakah, the highest form of stakah, is where it protects you, gives you the protection from Mita Mishuna. Right. So Mara says, Meitevei, Masa Adam, Yulo Banim Scharim. What should a person do if he wants to have male children? Rav Elazar Omer, Yifazer Ma'utav the Aniim. A person should distribute his money to the Aniim. Yeshua Omer, Yismach Yishtvo the Dvar Mitzvah. One should always encourage his wife to join him right into in Tashmish. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Elazar ben Yaakov says, Lo Yitein Adam Putala Anaki Shel Tzedakah. A person should not give money to tzedakah, elim kei mumunei alek, Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyom, unless the one who's overseeing the anaki shel tzedakah is like the stature of Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyom. Now, Tosos qualifies that right away. It says, perish neman kimoto, that he is neman, trustworthy like him, avat tzaddik kimoto lo. It's clear that nobody's like a tzaddik. You can't demand that someone be a tzaddik like Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyom, because already we know the Amoraim we saw before in the previous dapim were gabay tzedakah, and they weren't on the tzidkus of Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyom. So that's obviously not the demand. The demand is of trustworthiness like Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyom. So that's what the Gemara says. So Gemara here sounds like you shouldn't give into the tzedakah unless you have right the proper appointee. Ki kamrino, that's what Gemara says. Dimimani alok Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyom. That's exactly what I meant. When should you give? When's the best tzedakah to give when it's v'seiter? That's when you have someone that is appointed like Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyom, like Gedalia Borvik, who takes care right of the tzedakah. Someone who's trustworthy, that you know that when you give the money, that it's dispensed with appropriately and taken care of. And that's the proper matan v'seiter, the best form of tzedakah, where it's not directed, neither party knows, and it goes through the gabay tzedakah. Alright, Amar Rabbi Yibau. Amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe says before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Bameh Tarum Keren Yisrael. What will elevate the Keren Yisrael, right? The glory of Yisrael. What will be at its side or protect them? Amar Lo, B'chi Tisa. Right, when they hold up, what's Chi Tisa? Kitisa is the giving the machazit to shekel. So that means that when you want to count them, that they should give in money to be counted. How far, or what's the extent of tzedakah? Go see what my father David says. Pizar, natan le'evyonim. Right? Distribute, disperse your money, give to the poor. Tzidkato, omed ad. Right, that righteousness will stand by you forever. Karno tarum bikavod. His pride will be exalted in glory. So that's it. The Karen, what uplifts the Karen? That is giving tzedakah. That's how much or how great tzedakah is. Rabbi Abba Amar Mihacha. Rabbi Abba says from here, Hu mirumim, right, ishkon, mitzadot slaim mizgavo. Right, he sits upon the mirumim ishkon, he'll sit on the heights. Mitzadot slaim mizgavo, he sits amongst, his protection is amongst the rocks. Lachmo nitan memav nemanim. His bread is granted to him, and his water is assured. Mata mirumim ishkon mitzadot slaim mizgavo. What is the reason that one is afforded, right, that to sit on the heights and to have the be a for, in a fortress of solid rock? Mishum d'lachmon nitan u'mimav nemanim. Right, so that's not the literal reading of the pasuk, which is that the one who's up there will be given bread and given water, but the other way around, mishum d'lachmo, right, nitan is because he gave instead of nitan given to him, means that natan rather that he gave to others. U'mimav nemanim, right, and his waters are an assurance for others rather than the little reading of the pasuk. They're dashing the pasuk to say that his giving to others is what provides him that protection or that exaltedness. Right now, so we say, Amar Bo, Shaluet Shlomo Ezeb Ben Olam Abba, Amalem Kosh Keneged Zkenav Kavod. Anybody who's afforded kavod because of his chokhmah Torah in this world, that's an indication that he is a Ben Olam Abba. Yad Yosef Brei the Rabshua Ben Levi Chalash. He got sick, Idnegid, passed away, and then he came back, meaning that he actually left this world, and then he comes back. What did you see while you were up there? You know, after you passed away, what did you see? Amalei olam hafuch reiti. Says, I saw an upside down world. Those that are exalted in this world were down below. And those that were downtrodden in this world were high. I mean, the aniyim were high and the shirim were down low. He says back to him, olam barur reita. You saw the real world. That's what it really is. You didn't see the olam hafuch. That's the real world. Where did you see us? The Talmid Chachamim. I'm like, heche de chashvin and hacha chashvin atam. Just like we are, right, considered or given kavod in this world, so too are given kavod to olam habas. That's supported, right, that idea that Shlomo HaMelech said. Those that are given kavod for their Torah and their chokhmah in this world, right, are indications that they will also be ben olam haba. V'shamati shayomrim. And they said, right, now a famous song now. Ashrei mi shebalakan v'tamudo biyado. Right, blessed or praised is one who comes there and Talmudo biyado. Right, that he should come with his limud. He should have done his learning. You need to learn the olam hazeh so that you come prepared the olam haba. Right, and the importance is, and that's Rav Aryeh Kaplan writes this in his one of his sefarim about death. That the idea of death is that that one's soul, one's neshama, returns to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And they come returning to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the neshama returns to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The neshama has now been down in olam hazeh. It's been associated with the goof. And once it's associated with the goof, it becomes, there's an affinity then between the neshama and the goof. The ability for the neshama to reconnect to, right, the Kodesh Baruch Hu at Ein Sof, right, is with the ability of the neshama to understand that which is beyond, right, the gashmius of this world. So the more one understands the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Limud HaTorah, and their understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it will be easier for them to return their neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why, right, we always say that the tzaddikim are not afraid of mitah, because they want to return the neshama, they want to bring it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're afraid of mitah, why? Because we're so connected to our goof. And that's why our neshama, right, you taint, in a sense, the neshama with the goof. And that's why we're so careful after death to treat the goof very carefully, and the taro and all these things, because the neshama is still hovering there, still attached to the goof, and we don't want to upset the neshama. It needs time to reintegrate and go back to the world of spirit. So the more a person comes to Talmudo biyado, a person comes and he's ready, and he's elevated himself to that spirituality where he's ready to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it'll be easy, right, an easy way back in. I heard that those that were killed by the Machut, nobody could stand in their Mechitza. Manin, who are those people? Ilim, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Rav, Rabbi Kiva, right? That was, we say, the Arugei Machut that we say on Tisha B'Av and Yom HaKippurim. Shumaregu Machut, Velo Tulo. The only reason they have their own Mechitza is because they were killed by the Romans, not because they have another Zchut. Abshita, right? That's not. Belav Achinami, they would have been there even without the Arugei Machut. Ella Arugei Lud. So we're referencing the the story that's not found in our Gemara, but I think it's a story in it's actually mentioned in the Gemara in Yerushalmi. Rashi quotes the story here, but it's actually Yerushalmi that talks about the story, which is the story of Lulinayus Upapus Achim. They were two brothers, where the king had said the daughter of the king was killed, and he blamed it on the city in which the woman was found, and he blamed it on the Jews, and he was going to go kill out all the Jews. So Lulinayus and Papus went ahead and admitted to the killing, despite the fact that they had not killed, and they were put to death for that killing, but they saved, by doing that, they saved the rest of the Jews. So they mechitza mifnei atzman, because of this action, that they were moser nefesh to save the others. Tanya, Amar lehem, miyochum enzak letamidav, banai. Right, so this is similar to like we have in the Mishnah Avot. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says to Talmidim, "Ma'u shamar katuv." What does it mean in the pasuk? Tzedakah teromeim goy. That righteousness or tzedakah, right, giving charity to teromeim goy will elevate, right, the a nation. V'chesed leumim. But the kindness of nations chatat is a sin. Wait, is it good or is it bad? Right? What does that mean? So Nene Rabbi Lezer Bamar Tztaka Teromeim Goy Elu Yisrael. That's Israel. When they do tztaka, that elevates them. Shkichtiv Mikam Cha Yisrael Goy Achad Ba'aretz. So Goy is a reference to Israel. V'chesed Leumim Chatat. Chesed done by nations is a sin. Right? That is what? Kol tzedakah v'chesed shumot ovdei chovim osim chet hu lahen. All tzedakah and chesed that are done by the nations, that is a chet lahem. She'enu osim ele hitgadol bo. They don't do it for, right, the lishma. They do it for ulterior motives, to be exalted or elevated by the commotion emar. It says in Ezra, it says that the Daryovish, when he's giving permission for them to go back and build it, and they find a letter from Koresh, right, it says in there that they were given permission not to pay taxes, plus the governor of Judea should, or of Yerushalayim at the time, should give them money to bring karbanot. That they would give, right, gifts to their god, Shmaya, the god Shmaya, umatzlian the chayim malkom, and they will daven on behalf of the king of Nohi and the princes. I mean, the reason that he gave them money to bring karbanot in the Mikdash was so that they will daven for his benefit. So the only reason he wanted to give it was not because he really believed that was the right thing to do, but he had ulterior motive. He wanted protection. If a person who does such is not classified as tzedakah, v'atanya, if a person says this is tzedakah b'shvil sheyichu b'ni, that my son should live, b'shvil sheyizkeh l'olam haba, or is that tzedakah mor? That's fine tzedakah. Where it says, lo kasha, kan b'Yisrael, kan b'oved kochavim. Difference is between whether it's Yisrael or b'kochavim. Why? So Rashi quotes over here, by Yisrael, whether Hashem responds or doesn't respond to him, he still will give the tzedakah with a whole heart. Whereas the oved kochavim will not do that, and he will only give the tzedakah if Hashem responds. It's similar to what we found by Yitzchak's bracha to Esav versus Yaakov, that Esav's bracha is not talui on whether he does good or not. And same thing by Shlomo Melech, when his tefillah is that when the Jews come in daven, that you should try to listen to them, or it would be good to listen to them. When a goy davens, you should always listen to him. Again, so they won't be korei tagar on Kodesh Baruch Hu, because they don't have this, they don't see this ability that Hashem could say no sometimes. Alright, Nene Rabbi Yeshua Ma'amar Tzedakah Terumim Goy Elu Yisrael Tichtiv Minkam Chayso Goy Chay Ba'aret V'chesed Lomim Chatat Kol Tzedakah V'chesed Shumot Ovdei Chachamim Osim Chetu Lahem She'en Osim Ela Kedei Tishimshach Malchutan. They only do it in order to extend their kingdoms. Shnemar, we had this pasuk before. Daniel, when he gives a suggestion to Nebuchadnezzar how he can extend the defer the punishment that he's supposed to get, Lahein Malka Milki Yishapar Lach, you should take my advice. V'chadayach B'Tzedakah Peruk, your sin should be removed by, or redeem your sin with tzedakah, v'avyatech, and your iniquity b'mechan aniyin, by giving kindness to the poor, and that will give you length to your tranquility, meaning that you will remain a king and not be deposed, which was the dream that he had by doing tzedakah. They only do it in order to boast about it. Anybody who is a boastful person ends up in, right, the Gehinom. Shnemar, Zayd Yahir, the willful, boastful individual, Leit Shmo is like a lazy scoffer. Oseh Bevrat Zadon, he does evil, right, willfully does evil. Ve'en Evrah Le Gehinom, we just saw before, Evrah is Gehinom. Shnemar, Yom Evrah Hayom Ahu, right, we saw the same puzzle quoted before, it's Evrah is Gehinom. So the person who is boastful will end up, his willful sins will end them up in Gehinom. The Rebbe Gamliel says that we still need Rabbi Lozer and Modai. Rabbi Lozer and Modai Omer Tzedakah Terumim Goy El Yisrael Dichtim Min Kam Chayso Goy Echad Baretz V'Chesed Lomim Chatat Kol Tzedakah V'Chesed Shakum Osim Chetu Lahen She'en Osim Ela L'Charef Otanu Bo. They only do it in order to curse us with it. Shenemar V'Yavo V'Yas Hashem Kasher Diber Ki Chatatam L'Hashem Lo Shematim B'Kolo. But that you didn't listen to him. V'Yalachem Adavar Hazeh. Right, and then this item will be for you an issue. V'lo shemat mekol v'yelachem adavar zeh. So because you didn't do. Right, Nebuzaradan Kamar, this is the general of Nebuchadnezzar, says this, Le'irmiyahu, Shemagaleh, it's Yisrael of Bavel, when he sent him out to Bavel. I'll tell you why you didn't, you're getting punished here, is because you didn't do tzedakah, you don't do good like we do good. Alright, Nene Rabbi Chunya ben Akana, Vamar, tzedakah terumim goy, v'chesed li'Yisrael. He parses the pasuk, not like it's really parsed, but he says, rather parse the pasuk, tzedakah terumim goy, v'chesed. right? That chesed and tzedakah, that is Yisrael. Ulumim chatat, and for ulumim it's chatat. Amar leim Rabbi Yochanan zakeh l'tamidav, nirin divrei Rabbi Chunya ben Akana, midivrei, my words, umidivreichem, and your words. Avishnu otein tzedakah, v'chesed l'Yisrael. He gives both tzedakah and chesed to Yisrael. Ulakum chatat, and he gives only the chatat to the akum. Michlal, from this we know, the hu nami amar, that Rabbi Yochanan ben zakeh also had an interpretation of the pasuk. He said it's better than my interpretation. We didn't see it. What is that? Mahi. The Tanya Amar Leim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Kshem Shechatat Mechapra al Yisrael. Just like a chatat is mechaper al Yisrael, kach tzedakah mechaperet al ululam mot olam. So do tzedakah protects the umot olam. So there he sees it in a positive sense. Just like a chatat is good for Yisrael, tzedakah is mechaper al umot olam. And he reads the pasuk not in the negative form, but in the positive form, reading to chatat, not as a chait, but chatat, like the chatat of a Yisrael that provides kapara. So too, the chesed of lumim, chatat, will be the equivalent of a chatat that is brought by a Jew. Okay, we'll stop over here.